If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This woman needs some help because of her name. Do you have a name that people just never get right? You always have to repeat it 1,000 times, or people think you're lying because of your name? 314-531-9898. Or I'm hoping that people do not call in with this, but I'm going to throw it out there because I think the stories are important. Do you have a name that you feel like you have to change because people just can't pronounce it? Or people do this all the time. Sterling Kane Brown talked about how he had to, you know, not go by his middle name and things like that. Like, this happens all the time because of culture differences. Just curious if that's ever happened where a name isn't as easy as you think it would be. 314-531-9898. There's this woman who's going viral because she says she might have one of the most problematic names ever. She says she has to find her birth certificate, travel with the birth certificate, do things with the birth certificate all the time because it's so complicated. Her name is L period A, and it's L.A. is how you say it. Her parents tried to like combine two like ancestry things together, two initials of surnames, and that's how they created it for her and her family. And it's created nothing but problems in her life. She's like 36 years old, literally has to pull out her birth certificate and driver's license.
What do people call her? Law?
They think it's made up. They think it's like a nickname. They think
it sounds
made
up.
Short.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. So they like think L? It's they think it's like, yeah.
Like Elizabeth or something, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we need you to give us your actual name, not like, you know,
an
your
abbreviation.
Initials, abbreviation or something like that, or like a, you know, a slang. I get this all the time. Two reasons. One, people for some reason can't get Brett correct. They're like, what is it, Brett? Or they give me Brad. Like, I'm always Brad. Yeah, I get Brad all the time. The other one is my actual last name is Mega.
Yeah.
And constantly.
Yeah, people never believe that.
Never. They make me pull out my driver's license. They're like, okay, I don't want your radio name. I know you guys have these stage names. I'm like, no, I don't have a, this happened to me at work one time that there was this coworker of mine. He's like, hey, all the DJs and hosts, I have them as their actual name on my phone. It's like a cool thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. You can put me in as Brett Mega. And he's like, no, dude, I need your actual name. And I was like, I said it to you. And he was like getting mad. He's like, pull out your driver's license. And it was an awkward exchange where I had to pull out my driver's license and show him that my name was Brett Mega. I'm like, this is crazy. But I can relate to her. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife, she's a Sarah, but she's a Sarah without an H. All right. And not that that's like a huge deal, but we always get mail or we always get emails or things or whatever. They always want to, you know, address it S-A-R-A-H.
And I'm all of these. I'm Brett with one T. People always put two T's.
Two T's.
I have all of these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say the hardest thing about my name is some people, they just ask, do you got a H or no? And I never even care if they get it wrong.
We can't call AB by her actual name on the show.
I know. I was going to say, when I tell people in person, like, my name is AB, they're like, Abby? They're like, what's your... They never know what I'm saying. And I always have to be like the letters, A-B, because I can't go by Anna on the show, which is my real name, because I would get confusing with Anna and Hannah.
Yeah.
Or shout out that one commercial that called you Ab.
Yeah! I forgot about
that.
There was appearance. AB was supposed to be somewhere, and whoever was reading it, like AI, was like, hey, go see Ab at this event.
Go see Hannah on Ab. And we were like, what did they just say?
Oh, man.
You would think it would be easy.
Yeah. Do you have a name that just creates complication? People never, for whatever reason, can get it correct. 314-531-9898. Oh, if you're listening right now and Starbucks hates you, we want to talk to you. We need to talk to you. Do you have a name that just seems to be problematic? Like, hey, even my name seems to cause problems in the world. 314-531-9898. There's this woman who's gone viral because her name is L period A. And you say L.A., but her parents were wanted to put two sets of initials together. And so that's how they did her. She did her name. She has to like carry a birth certificate. No one ever believes it's like actually a name. It's not a shortened or abbreviation. And I get it all the time. Mega's my actual last name. People never believe me. What for you? What name do you have that just needs further explanation?
We got some texts. One of them says, my name is Catlin, but people spell it or pronounce it as Caitlin.
I could see that all the time. Like, oh, hi, Caitlin. Yeah.
But it's Catlin.
Yep.
We got one that says, my name is Mallory, but spelled M-A-L-A-R-Y. People call me Malary or Malaria.
Oh, no.
All the time. That's terrible.
That is terrible. There's no way this one's real. I'm just doing what everyone else does. What's your name?
It's Michael Jordan.
Shut up.
No way. Wow.
What up?
I loved you.
The greatness.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
way to go with the Bulls.
So, yeah, that's your actual name, Michael Jordan. Do people always think, like, you just think you're the GOAT or what?
So, it's people think it's, yeah, totally made up. And then I show up, and I'm a 5'4" blonde white woman. And it's like, really what? Just
yeah.
Like,
wow, yeah.
My,
a lot of times, like, oh, Michelle? I'm like, nope, clearly spelled Michael.
Nope, I'm Michael Jordan. Were they big Bulls fans? Because my brother-in-law's name is Jordan Michael. His first name is Jordan. His middle name is Michael after Michael Jordan. They grew up in Chicago, and we're big Bulls fans. Is it just a coincidence or what?
So my parents did name me Michael just because they really liked the name. And then I actually married into being Jordan.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. That makes it even better.
That was like meant to be. When you like that, your husband's maybe not even a keeper. He was just like had a good last name. So like, let's be honest, bro.
Wow.
You struck gold.
We are divorced.
Yeah.
Last name.
Yeah. You're too cool to lose.
It's right. Funny. You said you got divorced and you kept the last name?
Yeah.
I respect
that.
That's
a flex. Wow.
Yeah, you should. Yep. Thank you so much for the call. He doesn't deserve the name. She does. Terry, what's your name that has caused problems?
Hi. Name is Terry. So, also, my first name is K-E-R-R-I, but my middle name is Denise. D-E-N-Y-S.
Oh.
And so the spelling has it caused problems?
Oh, yeah. So I've had friends that, like, when they seen it on Facebook and I was just Terry Denise, they really thought, like, that was my name, was Terry Denise or something French. Like, no, that's my middle name.
They're like, did you know you have a typo in your Facebook name?
You sound really fancy, Terry Denise. Angie, your name has created problems, and this is a funny story. What happens?
Yeah, so my maiden name was Angie Good, and I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 20 years. And when I started nursing, we had to all, like, sign our physician orders on paper after we acknowledged them with your first initial and your last name and your title. So mine was A. Good RN. I was a brand new nurse. Right, so I'm a brand new nurse. This pharmacist comes up to me, and she's like, honey, this is a legal document. You can't write a good RN. And I was like, what is she talking about? And I was like, told her, that's actually my name. And she was like, I thought you were pulling my leg.
I love that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm a good nurse. I'm a good RN. You know it.
That's awesome.
So we joked all the time that we only had one good RN that worked in our unit, and it was me.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hold that title high.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet. wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.